overall assessment, Mark, of tonight's performance? What's your
performance is okay. To be fair, the performance I thought was good. As good as it's been all year. If you look at the amount of ball that we had and the chances that we created, I thought it was good. I thought we were very disciplined and organised. Deserved to go 1-0 up as well. But the game was won and lost just before and just after half time. We worked on defending crosses quite a bit, and unfortunately the body shape of Dawley probably wasn't there, and that's not to say that mistakes happen. It's no dramas. The biggest thing to work on is the mentality, and I knew that right from the outset, and be working extremely hard to change the mentality around. But coming in at 1-1 at half time, the boys were really down. And we were lifting up their spirits. It was a constant message from myself and my coaching staff to just lift them. And to be fair, a part of me in the second half when we conceded, I thought I could probably see that coming because they were so down. And that's just the mentality. It's just being able to switch the mentality and just saying, look, it happened. We're still in the game. It's 1-1. We're at home. Let's be positive. Stay positive. There was nothing wrong with that first half. It was good. So that's a big area. You can talk everything else, tactics, you can talk all that sort of stuff. Today that wasn't relevant. Today the biggest issue was our mental approach to the second half. That's what it was. And that's a work in progress. And like I said, we put a lot of work in pre-season regarding that. But in terms of the performance, like I said, it's probably one of the best performances we've put on. It's just you're on the wrong side of the scoreboard. And I said it before to Harry, normally when you score 3 of the 4 goals, you're the winning team. But individual mistakes and errors have cost us tonight.
How do you change the mentality, Mark? How do you get a group of players who seem on the face of things to be professional footballers? Would you have expected the mentality to be at a higher level when you arrived?
Well, yeah. Clearly, but it's also speaking to some former coaches and people around the club as well. It was a big issue. It was a constant message from all of them, the mentality. And that's why we try to work so hard in turning that around in the off-season. We've got mental coaches at the club as well that we've brought in to help on that side of things too. So I think we all need to take responsibility because it's an area that I felt strongly about to try and change around. And we're still not there yet. We're still not there. So it's got to hurt when you lose. It's got to hurt. At the same time, you can't give up. You've got to keep going. You've got to keep fighting. You've got to keep going until the final whistle. The game's not done until it's done. And that's, some are showing it, some aren't really there right now. And we continue to work. We continue to work through it, because in terms of the game, like I said, we played some good stuff. We created some chances. They got us on the counter with the third one. They got one early in the second half, but we had plenty of chances to get back into the game. I've been involved many times down 3-2 goals, 3-1, 2-0, whatever, and we come back to get something out of the game. That's what we need to change, the mentality. That's what we need to change.
It's been 3 months of a pre-season or 6 weeks of a season now, so how long is it going to take to be able to change?
I don't know, Liam. I don't know. Maybe it's going to take a year. Maybe it's going to take 2 years. I mean, it's been a constant at this club. But you guys have been here for a while. I don't know, Liam. I can't answer that. But we're going to stick through it. We're going to keep working through it. Keep working through it. There's no point being negative. There's no point. Players know when they make mistakes. There's no need to harp on those sort of things. It's about staying positive, and learning to fight through moments. Are of negativity. Or when things don't go right. It's a process that each individual needs to go through themselves because everyone's different. Everyone reacts differently to certain moments, right? Beating the game or outside of football as well. I want fighters here. I want people that are just going to turn around, step up and go for the next action, the next action. That's the most important. We all make mistakes. I keep telling them all that. Everyone makes mistakes. It's the next action that's the most important. So I don't know, but we'll keep working at it. Good enough in what regard?
Skill-wise and being able to implement the game plan that you want to.
We're working. we're working. Yes, they are good enough. Because if they've shown that they're good enough. Well, they've shown that there are millions of actions that are created in the game at any moment. You know, so they show they can do the right things, get in the right areas at the right time, first touch, body shape, you know, move the ball where it needs to go, the timing of the run. They've shown that. They need to do it more consistently. You know, it's going back to what Piney said, they're professional footballers. You know, we work on these things non-stop, you know, passages of play, patterns of play, all that sort of stuff. So, you know, when they show it once, they can do it again and again. It goes without saying, but like I said, it's just it's the mentality. It's changing that, you know. Unless you tell me otherwise, Liam, that the players shouldn't be there or aren't worthy of being there. But I believe in my players. I'll still back my players because they've shown they can do it enough times. It's just about doing it consistently well enough for 95 minutes of the game. That's what we need to get to.
Is it certain players not with the right mentality, or is it the playing group as a whole that has to lift its mentality, or is it a combination?
Some are a bit more advanced than others, all right? Speaking to each individual, I've got good relationships with all the players, right? And I explain things to them, I talk things through with them, and I bring them into my office, and I try to find out more about them, you know. Like I said, some are more advanced than others. It's about, you know, working on the ones that need the work and the other ones that are okay, working on them as well. You know, it's a collective. It's not just down to the coaching staff and the external staff that we've got going. It's the playing group as well. You know, we've got some leaders in there that need to also continue to lead and step up really when it matters most. You know, when things are great, everyone can lead. Everyone can be positive. But it's those other moments. And I knew what I was. No one said it was going to be easy. No one told me that this job was going to be easy, and it's not. It's tough, but I'm not walking away. I'm not going to walk away from it. It's part of the job for me. And you know, if I'm asking my players to step up and to work and to continue to improve, I'm going to lead that, and I'll ask my coaching staff to do the same. So, you know, we need to all get better in that department, Jason. And they're the moments that I look out for, you know, a lot, because as soon as you go a goal down or as soon as you make a mistake, you know, they go back to that default setting, you know, of putting their head down and almost feeling sorry for themselves. No, it's happening again. You know, I don't want it to happen again. It's like I said, it's something that we've worked extremely hard on, you know, and we're going to continue through the process. You know, you don't just start something and just walk away from it. I don't walk away from it. We can't walk away from it, so we'll continue to work at it.
Selections today, Carl Kopczynski sort of playing in the back five, and didn't have the ball in the first half. Sort of the thinking around having him in there.
The thinking was that he was training really well. He was, and also when we had the ball, there were times where he stepped into the middle of the park. Right, so he gives us that, and that's why he got the nod. In terms of that position, because Adelaide do play with fullbacks who are a bit more advanced. Today, however, you know, they stayed in the line, so we worked on them. If their fullback stayed in line with the two central defenders, that will get Copper to push into the middle of the park, and so it's numerically it's man for man, right? And our three shift across, but when their fullbacks do go higher, it makes it easier for, I guess, our fullbacks to go out there. So, you know, teams are playing with a flat back four. Sometimes they play with higher fullbacks, so it's important that we understand both roles and responsibilities when that happens.
When you went to a back four in the second half, was that because of the goal, or did you decide to go to a back four at half-time?
No, that's because of the goal. Yeah, it's because of the goal, yeah.
Just in terms of Sarpreet, obviously he was warming up, and the 17th man or whatever. What was sort of the...
Oh, we always train with 17 players.
Yeah, so what was the decision to leave them out of the off the bench?
Because I had Mitch Nichols and I had Max Burgess. They're all the same type of players. And at the end of the day, it's somewhat tactical and also performance based on how we've been training the last couple of weeks as well. You know, so he hasn't been the only 17th man left out, so I'm not sure why he needs to be.
Oh, no, it's more the fact that this wasn't in the squad at all.
Yeah.
Like,
you know, yeah, Sarpre's a good footballer, huh? He's a talented footballer. People are starting to bully up on him as well. You know, like he came in onto the frame last year and did ever so well, and we continue to work with him in pre-season, start of the season as well. And he needs to keep working at his game. So there's no issue there with Sarpre. It's just a matter of, you know, going through what he's going through right now. And we work closely with him. I do. I got big raps in the kid. And like I said, he sometimes it's disappointing, you know, when you get left out or you're on the bench or whatever. But he's a young kid that has a fantastic future who needs to, you know, work through these processes as well. You know, sometimes, particularly here, it can come easier, right? In terms of going through certain levels, and Sapria and Libya as well have got there. And you know, as soon as it becomes challenging, or people or players start to understand what they're about, you know, it's he needs to just keep working at his game. He needs to be better in certain moments, because, like I said, you know, a lot of teams and players are aware of his skill sets, and he just needs to keep improving and working. And like I said, there's no issue there at all. It was just a matter of, you know, 3-2 doesn't go, and that's the reason why I went with Max and Mitch. Yeah, it looks, you know, because Louis was injured last week at training, so he was out for a week, and he rejoined the group, I think Thursday, and had a full session on Friday. So I wasn't going to take a risk. I wasn't prepared to risk Louis for 90 minutes and start him when he'd missed a week through a slight hamstring injury. Yeah.
If you're not starting with a Saab Pretty-Mark or Preston Nichols, do you run the risk of sort of lacking a bit of a creativity in your front field?
Well, it's funny, because I get the same question on the flip side when I don't start three forwards like Burns, Krishna and Willow. So at home, I'm going to play with three forwards, three guys that are going to, you know, attack their back four. So we decided to go with a positive move rather than playing with a 10 that sits a little bit below.
Yeah, do you think you're having to link into those three guys though?
Yeah, I thought so. I thought in terms of our game plan, we got the ball into them the way we wanted to get the ball into them. You know, Adelaide played a high line as well, and with that sort of pace, you know, we wanted to turn them around as well. So, you know, you take one away, you may lose something. You put something in there, you may lose something else somewhere else. You know, that's just how it is.
Mark, 2 weeks ago against City, you set so deep, really encouraging them to play just in front of your box. Well, today in the first half, defensively really high. And at that point, you could able to keep them back. What was the change that really pulled out those players as front three? Didn't they able to put as much pressure late in that first half and the second half especially?
Yeah, look, I don't, you know, there are moments in the games where you do sit a little bit deeper, you know, when their fullbacks get a bit higher. Issa starts to control the game as well, and, you know, Issa is a good player, you know, when he starts to get himself on the ball. And look, the biggest issue was that, and we spoke about this, Halloran and Goodwin changed sides. Okay, Goodwin's a left footer, so he spoke to Lowry all week about keeping on his right, stay on his right. You know, don't let him get in his left foot. At the same time, when they swap around, Halloran's a right footer. Keep him on his left, show him the line. And we weren't good enough in that moment, because Halloran just checked back onto his right and was able to get across him behind. And like I said, it wasn't, you know, you can talk about so many different moments. How did the ball get to Halloran? Defending Halloran's cross as well? You know, at the end of the day, it was, you know, individual mistakes. You know, Dooley knows that his body positioning wasn't perfect, wasn't right. And we've been working on that, and we work a lot on that kind of thing. You know, being a former defender myself, you know, it's important to show them, you know, those little things, those little moments. But in the game, it's about them going out there and executing. You know, and like I said, that was the moment, you know, just before half time, that, you know, I expected us to our reaction to be a lot different, to be much, much more positive. You know, I thought it was a good first half of football that we played, you know, and I expected us to be in a better frame of mind or mentality going into that second half. But like I said, I take responsibility for that, because I've been working with my staff and externally to try and improve that. And we're not there yet, but it's a process.
Yeah.